Welcome to Global Talk, a foreign affairs podcast from The National. In this week's episode, we're going back in time, several thousand years in fact, to unearth the long but little talked about history of relations between India and the UAE, or the areas now known by those names. On the line to take us through it is our India correspondent, Samant Subramanian, who has written an article for The National looking at this subject in the wake of Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi and Deputy Supreme Commander of the UAE Armed Forces' recent trip to India. I asked Samant to start by taking us right back to the very beginning.
Well, the links between India and the region known as the Arabian Gulf go back about 5,000 years. At that time in India, there was what is known as the Indus Valley Civilization, which stretched across parts of northwestern India and Pakistan. And in the Arabian Gulf, in West Asia, you had Sumeria and Mesopotamia as the primary flourishing civilizations. So there was a lot of trade between these two civilizations across the Indian Ocean and the Arabian Sea. There's proof of this in terms of what commodities were traded. Timber primarily and stone were traded from India. And in return, the region that is now the UAE used to ship precious stones, dates, commodities like that back to India. At some point, this trade flourished, particularly as the quality of boats improved. In Roman times, there were larger boats. Later, the boats that we come to know today as dhows started to ply across the water. And at the same time, the pearl trade in the United Arab Emirates, or the region that is now the United Arab Emirates, started to pay for a lot of imports from India. This included spices primarily and cotton textiles as well as raw cotton. And this trade actually really sort of went on right up until the early 20th century before the advent of oil. Pearl was sort of the currency with which the UAE paid for all its imports. And into the 20th century, we didn't come into the colonial era, where both the UAE and India were part of the British sphere of influence. And as a result, they were bound up even more tightly together. The Indian rupee, for example, became perfectly acceptable legal tender across much of the Arabian Gulf.
I think what I've found most interesting about this bilateral history is that point you just made about the rupee being used as the currency in the Emirates. Could you talk a bit more about that, please?
Well, this was definitely something that the British encouraged. The British had protectorates all over the Arabian Gulf. They had protectorates in Oman, for example, and in the region that is now the UAE. And so, and their biggest colony in this part of the world was India. So it made sense for them in one sense that the Indian rupee should be allowed to make its way past the borders of India itself and to be used as legal tender in the Arabian Gulf and in West Asia. What happened subsequently was that India became independent in 1947, but because the trucial states, which includes the UAE, were not yet independent, had not yet come together, they were still sort of under the sway of Great Britain, the Indian rupee continued to be legal tender. This persisted until the 1950s, at which point the Reserve Bank of India decided that there was too much smuggling going on. There was a lot of uncontrolled smuggling into India of gold, of the Indian rupee itself from West Asia. And so the Indian rupee was substituted in the Gulf for the Gulf rupee. This was a particular kind of currency in a different denomination, different color, different sizes of notes that were acceptable as tender only in the UAE. And the bank, the Reserve Bank of India, was able to control the flow of this currency much more easily than it had been able to earlier with the Indian rupee.
And what happened with relations between the two countries after they gained independence from Britain up until sort of the more modern era?
Well, relations flourished, absolutely. I mean, just to sort of put a coda on the story of the Gulf rupee, I think the Gulf rupee sort of vanished out of existence in 1966, when India devalued the Indian rupee and the Gulf rupee was sort of devalued along with it. And the countries in the Arabian Gulf realized that it was much more practical to have their own currency rather than to depend upon a currency that was valued by a foreign power. So, you know, once the UAE was formed in 1971, the strategic sort of interests of both the UAE and India overlap to a great extent. I mean, trade had flourished through the 20th century. The UAE rapidly became one of India's primary sources of oil. And in return, the businesses that were set up in the early 20th century, the businesses that had links in both the UAE and India, those business houses continue to flourish as well. People from the UAE continue to come to India to study, to work. In fact, I remember Dr. Anwar Gargash telling us this when during the Crown Prince's visit to India that his family had long links to Bombay, their first port of call in India, where people studied, people worked. And this was true not only of his family, but of several other families in the UAE.
And lastly, how do you think this shared history between the two countries impacts on relations between them today?
I think there's a certain base level of comfort, familiarity, friendship that is often very difficult to cultivate in modern diplomacy. I think in a lot of bilateral relations, there is an element of mistrust that often sort of creeps into these ties. And the fact that the UAE and India have had such a long and fairly strong history of friendship and trade and economic relationships, I think that that builds a certain foundation upon which much more ambitious plans and partnerships can be put together.
You can read Samantha's article on this subject and read our coverage of Sheikh Mohammed's recent trip to India by going online to thenational.ae/world. And you can also follow us on Twitter at The National Rome. That's ROAM. Thanks for listening.